Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Spring sports are all about being outdoors, and nobody's outdoors as much as the golfers. The men's golf team is rounding into their championship season with NCAA regionals coming up shortly, and then the NCAA finals just up the road at Riviera Country Club. And the Bruins hope to be in the thick of things. Alex Kim, your senior year. Uh-huh. It's an exciting time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm very excited, especially having NCAAs right in our backyard, about a couple miles away. So we're really excited about having nationals.
You know, the conditions vary so much. You don't know where you're going for regionals yet. You might be going to Kentucky. You might be going somewhere else in the country. But knowing that you're coming back home if you advance, that's got to be kind of a nice feeling.
Yeah, I mean, all year we've been saying if we get to nationals and just make the top eight and go to match play, you know, we'll have a great chance. And, you know, that's what we've been working for all year. And so hopefully, we'll be there at the end.
The national tournament is an interesting format where you've got stroke play qualifying to get into the match play rounds. What do you personally like playing better, the stroke play or the match play?
It's difficult because we play stroke play all year, and then at nationals, they expect us to play stroke play and then match play. So it's difficult because you have to, get ready for stroke play and match play. You know, I honestly think stroke play determines the better team. But, it's more of a fun format if you play match play. So, we're all for it.
You're a senior on the team this year, and you were in the starting lineup for the Pac-12 championships that you guys had recently. Do you still get nervous as a senior? Do you still get those butterflies?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, on the first tee at every tournament, I still get the butterflies and nervous. And, I think that's actually a good thing. If you're not nervous, it just seems like you don't, I mean, not that you don't care enough, but, if you get nervous out there, and it just shows that you care.
Well, in college, golf is such a team sport, too, whereas in high school and before that, I'm sure it was more focused on the individual, and now you've got the team's expectations on your shoulders, which also makes it more rewarding when you're successful, but I'm sure it makes it a little more nerve-wracking.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at Pac-12s, I didn't have my best tournament of the year, so, I kind of felt like I let my teammates down, and so, you get more mad about playing bad.
Well, Alex, we see all year long, guys in the pro tournaments, they miss the cut one week and they win the tournament the next week.
Right.
I mean, the next round is always the next round. How do you refocus when you haven't had a great round?
I mean, it's tough to get over it, but, you just have to get over it and get ready for the next event. Try to learn from your mistakes, and then just work on your game and get ready for the next one.
You're the only senior on this Bruin team. How does it feel to have people looking up to you as the old man?
It's weird. I mean, it just feels like yesterday when I was a freshman, looking up to other seniors. And now to be the senior, I mean, I can't believe it's almost already over.
How has your game changed, improved, developed in your time at UCLA?
Wow. As a freshman, I was very small. Didn't really know anything about working out, eating right, and practicing the right way. So I think just being at UCLA was a perfect fit for me. I learned so much about the game and just maturing as a golfer and, fitness, eating right, everything. So it's helped me a lot.
Most people, I'm sure the casual fans of golf, don't really think about golfers as needing to work out or eat healthy. Can you tell us a little bit about what all of that does to improve your game? Because I'm sure most people don't think about it.
Right. I mean, people think golf is, you just go around hitting a golf ball, but there's a lot more that goes into it. For instance, at the Pac-12s, we played four rounds of golf in 3 days. And the first day we played two rounds of golf, 36 holes, which is, you're carrying your bag. I mean, and we were up in Corvallis, and it was cold, windy, raining. So physically and mentally, it's really a tough sport. And working out, eating right, just kind of gets you, have your endurance over the 36 days. And, especially we've been doing yoga the last couple of years, and that's really helped us a lot with being flexibility and stuff like that, and just remaining, not having too many injuries throughout the year.
Your coach, Derek Freeman, takes a bunch of players who are talented golfers. Obviously, you're a California State junior champion, so you came in with great credentials. How much of it, what you learn, is the mental and the emotional and the eating right? How much of that is the coaching you get from your staff?
I mean, to be honest, he recruits such good players that when we get to school, nothing really with our golf game he could tell us too much about to make us that much better. It's about the little things about, you know, managing the game on the golf course, you know, working out, being disciplined, and those are the stuff that he really helps us to, that makes a difference.
You had a teammate, Patrick Cantlay, who in the middle of your season, he played a little tournament called the Masters.
Yep.
Is it strange looking up and seeing one of your teammates make the cut and get low amateur at the Masters?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's crazy. Just knowing that we play with him and practice with him all the time, and then to see him at the biggest tournament, you know, of the year, and we're like, wow, I mean, we practice with him and he's out there, he's competing, and it just kind of gives our team a sense of, I guess, a hope that, you know, we could all be out there with him.
Well, how have his experiences helped the rest of you? Does he tell you the kind of things that you have to face when you're in a high-profile event like that?
Yeah, he definitely lets us know, you know, how it is to be out there, and he tells us that, you know, it's possible. It's not that they're, you know, too good that we can't be all out there. He says if we all work hard and you know, get a couple good breaks here and there, we could all be out there.
Alex, you play your tournaments, and normally there aren't much in the way of galleries, but we talked about Riviera being the host for the NCAA's. Admission is going to be free. You're going to have some people out there. Is it hard to play with galleries following you?
I think it makes it more exciting and more fun. I mean, I enjoy it. You know, at the Pac-12, there was a lot of local Oregon people out there, and you know, it makes the tournament more fun, and it brings excitement to the tournament, and you know, hopefully we get some people out there cheering for us, and it should be a lot of fun.
As a student athlete here at UCLA, you know that it takes an incredible amount of time to be a student at UCLA as well as a student athlete. Tell us a little bit about your experience here, what your advice is to future Bruins, maybe if a freshman golfer is watching the show and they're nervous about coming to school. Tell them a little bit about what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, especially with golf, we travel a lot, miss a lot of school. And so, you know, I think for sure time management is the biggest key, and that's the thing I've struggled the most with. Just taking, you know, 30 minutes to an hour here and there just to, you know, study, instead of just maybe watching TV, which I struggle with. So I think time management and just doing the little things, you know, it'll definitely make a big difference in the end.
Well, what are some of the things that you think are most important that you've learned in your 4 years as a member of the golf team here about yourself and about your role in the community?
4 years. Biggest thing I learned, especially in golf, there's a lot more that goes into golf than just playing. You know, the eating right, working out, game management, stuff like that. Those, I've learned so much that I would have never learned if I didn't come to school here.
There was a time that golfers avoided working out. They thought it would make the muscles too tight and wouldn't be flexible enough, but they've tailored workouts for golfers.
Right. There's a lot of different workouts now. Like we do yoga twice a week, which really helps a lot. And the workout we do in the gym, it's based on a lot of flexibility and balance stuff. Just, you know, it's made for golf.
What's the key to your game? What are the highlights of the way you play?
For me, it's my strengths are, you know, hitting it really straight, just not making a lot of bad mistakes, making big numbers. And because, you know, I'm not very big, so I don't hit the ball very far. So, you know, I have to really play to my strengths and be smarter than the other players out on the golf course.
Although you're from Fullerton, you were born in Korea, you speak fluent Korean. There are a lot of Korean women who have excelled on the LPGA Tour, some Korean men starting to make inroads into the American Tour. And I think all of those players prove you don't have to be huge to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, one of my role models, KJ Choi, you know, he's not very big. He's 5'8", and he's made a great career out of himself, and he started off in South Korea, just basically learned the game on its own, and it just kind of, you know, it just all gives us motivation and hope.
You're from Fullerton, California, and being a state champion, I'm sure you had your choice of schools and got recruited from many other universities. What made you choose UCLA and to stay close to home?
One thing, I mean, I knew I was going to be homesick if I went really far. I'm a family guy, so I had to stay close to my mom. And UCLA, I mean, it's hard not to choose UCLA, really. Just the excellence academically and, you know, athletic. John Wooden, Coach John Wooden, and, you know, all the famous athletes that's been through UCLA. I mean, I just wanted to be a part of it.
And the courses you get to play are pretty good. Tell us about some of the courses you've played as a Bruin.
Yeah, we have Bel Air right across the street, you know, which is pretty nice. We play there twice a week. And then actually after the show, I'm going out to LA Country Club, which is, I mean, unbelievable. And then where we're having nationals at Riviera. So we have a great rotation of three golf courses that we get to play on a weekly basis, so it's pretty awesome.
What are your plans for after college?
Well, I'll be walking this June, but I'll be here in the summer because I have a couple classes to finish up, and then I'm turning to turn pro right after nationals, and hopefully do qualifying school for the PGA Tour in September.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Enjoyed watching you as a Bruin, and best of luck as the season comes up to the championship rounds.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we'll come right back for more UCLA Bruin Talk after this brief public service announcement.
A trophy can be made just about anywhere. But there's one place where champions are made. UCLA, champions meet here.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Bruin Talk. It is now time to honor our Student Athlete of the Week. This week, we honor Caitlin Dement of the women's water polo team as our Student Athlete of the Week. Helping defeat number one ranked Stanford 8-7 in overtime, Dement had an incredible 12 saves in goal, aiding the number two ranked UCLA team in winning the 2012 MPSF tournament title. More amazingly, the Bruins finished Stanford's 37-game home winning streak at Avery Aquatic Center starting in 2009. Caitlin is a senior from Chino, California, and entered her senior year with 447 saves and 6.05 goals against average in 3 years. Her career high is 22 goals saved against UC Davis in 2010. Congratulations, Caitlin, and good luck with the rest of your season. If you would like additional information about UCLA athletics, please visit our website at uclabruins.com.
Caitlin Dement's having a great season in the water, and our next guests are having a great season on top of the water. We're pleased to be joined by UCLA Rowing. You like the way I did that?
Yeah.
Thank you, Kat. We have Kat Lauer, sophomore, and head coach Amy Fuller-Kearney. Welcome to UCLA Bruin Talk.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Coach, you've talked about your team and the point you've gotten to. You said it's just evolved to this point. You've got to really feel like things have come together great for the Bruins.
Yeah, I mean, we're not celebrating anything yet. We've had a good year, and we're excited with the way things are progressing. And, you know, it's been the right combination of athletes and attitude and coaching staff, you know, sort of commitment to what they're doing, and it's been a good season.
Kat, only a sophomore, but you spent a couple seasons in the Varsity 8. How are things going for you?
Good. I'm really excited for what this end of the season is going to turn out to be.
You've had great success to start the year, and you guys faced SC and won 3 out of 5 races. That was a big day for the Bruins. Tell us, looking forward, how you expect the rest of the season to go?
I think with how our team's been responding with the challenges we've been facing, I think we're going to be really pleased.
Kat, compared to last year, the team has had incredible success. It seems like you guys have made great strides in your athletic prowess. Tell us a little bit about how you think the team has evolved. You're a sophomore. You experienced the freshman year. Tell us how it's evolved to become such a successful team.
I think the returners have really stepped up. I think that's a huge part of it. And just knowing what we went through last year, and the freshmen, incoming freshmen, have just pushed us. They've come in fighting.
Coach, your team had a really good showing at the San Diego Crew Classic early in April. You can work out as much as you want working amongst yourself, but when you start racing other boats, tell us the feeling you had watching your team perform.
Well, that's sort of the, you know, sets the standard for the season. You've done a couple home dual races, but it's not until you get to the big arena that you really see how your team responds to pressure and the excitement of the big regatta. So, you know, we were on the sidelines watching, and we were really pleased to see that we've got a team full of people who show up even more on race day. They work really hard, and then they put it to work on race day when it counts, so that's impressive. We had a couple obstacles that weekend. We had the 6th seed of our Varsity 8. The Friday before we left, called me up and said, "Coach, I just sliced my finger slicing celery," and she made it sound like she was going to be able to row. then, like, she cut the end of her finger off, basically, is what happened. So we had to adjust every single lineup from the bottom to the top, and they didn't get a chance to practice in those lineups on Friday afternoon because we were still thinking that Kirsten Snook would be in there. So they really, I mean, there was some adversity, obviously great competition, and the team just pushed through. It was really fun to watch, and from that moment, we knew we had a good group of racers.
Kat, we talked in our earlier segment with Alex Kim about what it's like on the first tee, whether he still gets nervous as a senior. What's it like for you when you're just about to get going in a race?
Well, I mean, everything's quiet, and we're all just waiting for the them to say attention go. And so I think since last year, I've gotten a lot more comfortable at the line. I used to just be, like, so nervous and just worried that I was going to mess up. But now I have a lot more confidence after racing with the varsity crew.
You've been described as one of the fastest ergometer workers, and that's the practice machine that you work on. Can you duplicate the mental part when you're working out on an ergometer?
I almost throw out the mental part. It's, you just have to believe that you can do it. And, I mean, I've learned this year, I've gone out and just thrown it out and said, I'm going to get this number, and sometimes I failed. So it's just kind of like you just have to practice.
Coach, your second varsity boat is undefeated this season. What kind of extra boost of morale does that give to the team to know that they have some girls that are out there just crushing it?
I think it is, it's really raised the standard for everybody. I think people now, I mean, the belief, you know, that confidence that you really only get from, you can talk about being confident, but until you have something to back it up, it's kind of, you know, false. I like to call it this now. They have some true confidence. They actually all believe in the style that we're rowing and the you know, methodology we're using to teach that style in the race strategy and how we're talking about the course of the race. And every race, all boats seem to be getting better and better and better. So that's in large part due to everybody on the team being coachable and buying in. But it's rewarding for everybody to see a second varsity crew be undefeated at this point.
Coach, you're in your 11th year at UCLA. You've been very generous with your time coming on Bruin Talk. I remember the early days when you were basically going out trying to find boats.
Yeah.
And now you've got an established program that's really become a national power. Is the team training any differently now than they were, say, a year ago?
Yeah, you have to adapt. I think, you know, once I stop learning, then it's not fun for me anymore. And that's one of the things I learned from Coach Wooden. So depending on the age of the team, depending on the experience level of the team, we always have to adapt. And we've changed a lot this year. We've changed the training program. We've asked more of the girls. Certainly, there's a lot more conditioning off the water. And also we've changed the style in that we're rowing because we started with a higher level this year. We started with a higher level of athlete because we had a young team last year. So we had to start with the fundamentals. I mean, the first day of practice last season, it was ugly. I mean, we were really not very good on the water. The first day of practice this season, I was like, oh, here we go. Now we get to start talking about, you know, moving the boat. And so it's been really fun to watch them do that. So I think with everything, you adapt and change, and it's a learning process, and you see really what's working, and everything seems to be gathering together for this team, this squad at this point.
Kat, many schools across the country are on a semester system, which means their school is wrapping up pretty soon and can only focus on rowing at the national championship. Do you think it's advantageous for UCLA to kind of stay in your usual routine, go to class, go to practice, get ready for the meet, or do you think it's a disadvantage that you guys still have to worry about studying while training for the national championship?
You know, we actually just talked about it the other day with the team, and we all agree that we are happy we're still in school because we just carry on like every day that we normally do, and we're not really changing our schedules at all, so we're happy about it.
Kat, a moment ago, Coach was telling me about this year's team, and you were nodding your head. You were right with her. You're buying in, right?
Yeah, I bought in a long time ago. I'm just so happy that it seems like everyone's kind of jumped on the wagon and we're all on the same page.
It's got to be nice for you, Coach, to know, number one, that your team is listening to you, and number two, that they are buying in.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Look, they work really hard. I have a ton of respect and admiration for all the girls on the team. And, you know, you have to have all of the components in place to be successful. You can't just work hard and fight amongst yourselves or work hard and play hard. You have to really do everything right. And at certain times of the year, we seem to be just hitting these points and moving past them. And it's really fun. I think the sky's the limit. So I truly believe right now that our team, every boat in our program can race with any boat in the country. And that was our goal from the get-go. We didn't talk about winning national championships or Pac-12s. We just talked about any day, anybody, anytime, we're going to be in it to win. And I really feel like we're there right now.
We go back to that SC regatta. Your novice 8 boat beat the SC boat by 35 seconds. I mean, that is a big margin in one of these races.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of depth. We're not slowing down anytime soon. We're graduating one senior rower and one senior coxswain. We have, you know, we still, even beyond that, we have a second novice 4 that it just is young, but they're strong, and, you know, there's just a ton of depth. Don't even get me started about our incoming class next year. It's our best ever by far. We have elite level athletes coming in. So, It's looking good.
The regatta against SC was down in San Pedro. That's where their boathouse is. You, of course, race in the Marina Channel. It might be a little choppier in the Marina. Is it any different coaching the team to go down there as opposed to rowing here?
You know what? Actually, we mostly row in Bologna Creek, so it's always pretty calm. Sometimes I wish it was a little less calm, because usually when we go to regattas, we tend to have wind or weather, and we're not usually prepared for it. This year, we've been fortunate. We've had some windy days on the creek, and we've had some calm days at regattas. USC, the biggest problem there is that it's an open port, so where we're used to just having our boat traffic, they have big barges and tugboats and pleasure boats, and right in the middle of the race course. So we have to talk to the team about, look, if the officials in the chase boat and they're flagging down a boat, don't stop. Just keep going, because they're trying to get the boat out of the race course that's down the course. So that's really the only difference. You know, it's a good place to row. It's hard to watch there, and we have our bike path the whole way. But, yeah, I mean, definitely we prefer to be home.
Kat, it's a long season. You've been going full bore since September. Is it hard to stay fired up that long?
I think one might think that, but once the racing season starts, it's like every other weekend you're just getting more and more fired up. And it, with our progression, it's just like you can't not be excited.
Dave, Kat has probably the most enthusiasm about life and rowing of anyone I've ever met. So I'm sure she's fired up 24/7.
Yeah.
Well, is it a letdown in the summer when the competitive season is over?
Yeah, that's why I like to stay here. I'm here all summer training, and I'm taking school and even working with Allison.
When you're training, are you training on the water, or is it all in the machines?
Sometimes a couple of the girls will go down there and row in doubles or try to get in small boats, but it's mostly machines and weight room and running.
Well, we wish you the best of luck as the season winds to a close. Coach, congratulations. Job well done. And we'll be following the Bruins on UCLABruins.com.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
We hope you'll be following the Bruins, too, here on Bruin Talk and on the website UCLABruins.com. I'm Dave Marcus for Allison Taylor, saying so long from Westwood. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.